Parshas Vayetze, we find a very tremendous shift in Yaakov Avinu's fortunes. The parasha begins, Yaakov Avinu is at that stage unmarried, a yeshiva bocher, leaving yeshiva 14 years of shame ve'eva, penniless as we find that Eliphaz wanted to kill Yaakov Avinu, and the Medrash brings down that Yaakov Avinu said, listen, you have to listen to your father, you don't have to kill me though, take all my money. And Oni Choshev Kames, a person who is poor, doesn't have the influence, it's like a dead person, therefore you fulfilled your obligation of Kibbutz Avim, which is a very big thing in an Esav family. So Yaakov Avinu was really penniless, so Medrash brings down he was even without clothes. He had nothing, he had absolutely nothing. And he ends up in Uncle Lavan's house. He marries two of the Emois. He marries two of the Shvachis, which brought Shvatim. And the end of the parasha, he's really leaving with incredible wealth. The Pasuk talks about how he begodol ad ma'oid, Yaakov Avinu was extremely wealthy. And to the extent that even Esav was impressed by his wealth. So there's a big shift from the beginning of the parasha to the end of the parasha. Yaakov Avinu really seemed to have hit the jackpot. He really seemed to have made it. And we have to ask ourselves, what chus did he have? What rotz chus did Yaakov Avinu have to reach that stage of incredible success? What bracha did he receive because of that? So if you look in the Rambam, it's a very interesting Rambam. Rambam is right to the end of Hilchus Schirus. Right. Hilchus Schirus is the halachas dealing with the way a worker and an employer have to get on with each other. And it discusses the halachas how an employer has to look after his employee. Right to the end of Hilchus Schirus, Perikud Gimel Halacha Zayin, there's a beautiful few words of the Rambam. He says it like this. V'chein chayiv lavoid, before that. K'derech shemuzha balabais shlo yigzal schar oni. Just like a balabais is warned not to steal the schar, the payment of a poor person, v'lo yakvena not to hold back the payment, kach ha oni, the poor person who the employee is muzhar, is commanded shlo yigzal meleches balabais, should not steal from the work of the balabais. V'yivatel ma'at bekan or ma'at bekan, take off a few minutes here, take a few minutes there, clock in early, clock in late, you know, and you get your friend to do it for you, right? You've got to be very careful. If you time to come to the employer is 9 o'clock, you're there at 9 o'clock. Although it's a beautiful bracha, hatoiva meitiv, but the Chazal say, don't say it if you're employed, because you can't say it on the cheshbon, on the expense of your employee. Then he carries on last few words. V'chein chayiv lavoid b'chol koichoi. An employee is obligated and obliged to work with all his strength. With all his strength. Shehari Yaakov hatzadik omar. You won't find it anywhere else this term. Yaakov hatzadik. Is Yosef hatzadik? Yeah, Yaakov Avinu. The Rambam says Shehari Yaakov hatzadik. Yaakov the tzadik. Omar, he said, ki b'chol koichi avadti esavichem. With all your strength, I worked for your father. With all my strength, I worked for your father. Finished off the Rambam. Lefikach, because he said, I work for your father with all my strength. Notal schar zois af bo'olam hazeh. Not only did he get reward in the next world, but he got reward in this world. Shnema v'yifratz ha'ish ma'oid ma'oid. Yaakov Avinu became incredibly wealthy. And that's how he finishes off Hilchus Schirus. In other words, he said Yaakov Avinu did not become wealthy, did not become rich, did not get all the brachas, because he was mitosei shlema, he was kodosh, like it's brought down in Chazal, or because he was a tremendous masmid, his chus of his learning. No. Yaakov Avinu became wealthy because he was honest. Yaakov Avinu became wealthy because he put all of his strength into helping and working for his employer, and that is what gave him his bracha. This is an incredible, incredible piece of Rambam. In other words, we don't have to become a Yaakov Avinu in his asmod of not sleeping for 14 years, and that's how we get success. We get success by being a tzaddik. We get success by focusing on our job when we're being employed. And working with all our koyach, that is the key to success. That's the Rambam says. The Rambam is the last few words in Hilchus Schirus. Perikud Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Hilchus Schirus. Now, my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kaufman, was meductic two things. Number one, what does it mean, Shari Yaakov had tzaddik? Why is it called Yaakov HaTzadik? Yaakov Avinu, what's Yaakov HaTzadik? Number one. Secondly, Yaakov Avinu in the parasha said that his success came from the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him bracha. Well, later on in the parasha, he tells his wives, it's time to go. And he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me bracha. One second. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go. And Yaakov Avinu says, Yaakov Avinu tells his wife that it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him all this bracha. Yaakov Avinu says it's a bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me that gave me my wealth. He didn't say it's because of my zechus. It's all bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me this. So it seems to be a contradiction between what Yaakov Avinu said, that it's all a bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that he earned it by working b'chol koichi. How does that work together? How does that fit with what we're saying now? So my Rebbe says like this. He said the difference between an honest worker, a person who works and understands that he has a job to do, and however well or badly he is treated, there's no negotiating the fairness and there's no negotiating his obligations to the balabos. This guy is a terrible employer. Doesn't matter. I'm employed to work for him. There's no negotiation. I can't come late. I can't make a swift one. I can't make put a bit of cash in my pocket because he owes me for the overtime there. Speak to him about it. Discuss it with him. But don't do things that are against the interests of that balabos. And you get people who, on the contrary, they're conniving and they believe they're being treated badly. It's only fair. And they do everything they possibly can to make an extra bit of money on the expense of the balabos. What's the difference between the two? The difference is very simple. Ramatis Yol Salomon used to say that today the maminim, people who believe, know that panasa comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? They say to Rabbeinu Shleilam, I know you're around. I know who you are. I know you're around. Do me a favor. And I know you have a koyach to deal with my panasa. Hashem, I know how to do panasa. Do me a favor. I know you're there. Don't interfere. Just don't get in the way. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know you're there. Don't get in the way. I know how to do business myself. People, unfortunately, believe that panasa is given from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And everything else you have to steal. That is, unfortunately, they once asked Bloomberg, yeah, when it went into politics, what's the difference between business and politics? He said, business is all about dog-eat-dog. And politics is exactly the opposite. Yeah? It's a world of dog-eat-dog. It's looking after my own self-interest. It is looking after number one. And Hashem can't, I've got to look after myself. That is the hashkofa of a person who is not a tzaddik. Tzaddik be'emunoso yichye. A tzaddik, says Rambam, Yaakov was a tzaddik. The key to him working the whole koichoi with an employer like Lavan Arami, who swindled him time after time, was because Yaakov understood that this Rasha cannot possibly take away a penny that I'm entitled to. Tzaddik be'emunoso yichye, lived with his emunah. So that's what Rambam is saying. Shari Yaakov had tzaddik. Yaakov was a tzaddik. Was tzaddik? Lived with his emunah. Even an employer like Lavan, he worked with chol koichi v'atisavich and worked with all his koyach. The parasha says later on, Yaakov even said his bracha came from the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him, not because of his work. That's exactly the same thing. When a person understands that the bracha is given from Kodesh Baruch Hu and nothing can be taken away or given without Kodesh Baruch Hu wanting it, there's no need for me to do anything that is Chas v'chalila, doubtful in halacha in order to make money. One doesn't have to swindle the insurance companies in order to be able to pay for matzahs for Pesach. It's not necessary. I remember once, as in a certain place, Rabbi, I was in a shul that Rabbi Pesach Kron spoke, and he spoke very, very strongly. But this is the nakuda over here. There was a certain place where they were selling kedem grape juice. The bottles are Kedem grape juice. And there's a barcode on the bottle, and there's a barcode on the box. The same barcode as on the box. As it's imported from America, it seems to be something that is unique in England. Right? And the people went before Pesach, and they went to this store, this big Tesco, big store, And they realize that you can do this shtick. So they put all the bottles back in the box. And when it came to the cashier, when it came to pay, they put the barcode, they took the barcode and put it on the box, and it came out £1.89 for a bottle, for a whole box of six grape juice. Cool, right? Right? Little did they realize that obviously it should be only just for each bottle. So people were taking these big boxes of grape juice and they were paying £1.89 for the whole box rather than for each particular bottle.
Oh, it had nothing to do with the matzah. Sorry, I misunderstood.
No, no, no. We'll get to that soon.
Barcode
on the box of grape juice. Out they go. A few days later, they see the manager sees what's going on, and he sees that there's a huge discrepancy in the financing, and he understands what's going on. And he spoke to the Rav in that particular place, and he said, "I didn't think Jews would do that. I didn't think Jews would do that. I expected more from the Jews." So Reb Pesach Kron spoke to that particular group of people when I was there in the shul, and he said, "Rabbi Yisai, we're here now celebrating the Yontov of Geula of Pesach. Geula is a munna in a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he runs the world and he leads us through Golus, and he's able to take us out of Mitzrayim from all that Choshech and bring us into Eretz Yisrael. And it's Alba Kosovo, Hitzesi, Vitzalti, Ga'alti, Lekachti. And you're filling it up with grape juice that you've stolen from a shop because you don't believe a Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to finance you with your grape juice other than stealing it." What a stira, what a contradiction. How can a person celebrate a munna by stealing? Yaakov Avinu was Yaakov HaTzadik. He worked b'chol koichi because he understood that the bracha came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nobody can take anything away, and therefore to chalila take money from somebody else, or chalila not to work your hardest for your employer, to be employed by a job and to be on your, you know, on your WhatsApp and using your phone while you're being employed for a job is awesome. That was what the Rambam is saying over here. And we see later on Rabbeinu Bachaya says Yaakov Avinu has a whole debate with Lavan later. Lavan accuses Yaakov of stealing. And Yaakov Avinu says in Perik Lamed Aleph, Posam Mem Aleph, Zeli Esrim Shono. Anyone want to say, well, these 20 years, I was in your house. Avaticho Alba Esrim Shono. And I worked in all this time, and he swindled me, etc., etc. What's Zeli? What's the Zeh? Zeli Esrim Shono. What's Zeh? It's always bothered me. What's Zeli? Yeah. Zeli. What's the Zeh? Zeh. Normally Zeh is pointing at something, right? Zeh Keli Van Veyu. So the Ben Bechayin and the Chanamah is Zeh. Zeh Keli Van Veyu. Pointing to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Zeh Li Esrim Shana. This, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept me these 20 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected me all these 20 years. It's only through the Zeh, only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a Munan Betochen, I managed to survive living in your house for 20 years. It's the Zeh. Like we see, Zeh Keli Van Veyu, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Zeh gave me the power to live through all this time. We see from the Rambam that besides Olam Haba with Schar V'Einish, Olam HaZeh, practical success in this world, for actually making money and actually earning wealth is based on honesty, of poshut honesty. There's a story with Remeir Premishlan. Remeir Premishlan was once asked by two people who wanted to make sign a document of a partnership, and they came to the Rebbe for a bracha and the ceremony of a l'chaim with a sign in the partnership, and the Rebbe said, before you sign a document, I want to write something in the document. So Rebbe brings out a document and it takes out a pen and writes Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then gives it back. So what's this? He said, this is a key to the success of your partnership. Emunah, Aleph, Emunah, Beis Bracha. If there's Emunah, if there's faith, if there's Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to steal from each other, you're going to trust each other, then it's going to be Bracha. However, Gimel, if it's Gezela, if you start stealing, not have Emunah, then Dalus is poverty. The whole partnership is going to fall apart, you're going to lose everything. Emunah, Bracha, Gezela, Dalus. That is our understanding of Poshut, how one can actually earn ourselves a good living in this world. In this world, by Poshut being honest. Yaakov Avinu, to such an extent, Yaakov Avinu is on his way out. Yeah, he's on his way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to leave. And Yaakov Avinu has at this stage got everything he needs from Beis Lavan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, out, move. Says a Pasuk, fascinating Pasuk. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Yaakov Avinu is turning over the nevuah to his wives. It says in the pasuk, "Yishleach Yaakov yikre leRachel uleLeah hasodeh al tzoinoi." Yaakov Avinu called his wives, Rachel and Leah, from to the sodeh to the tzoin, and he said to him, "I have a nevuah." Yaakov Avinu is in Beis Lavon. How many nevuahs did he get? This is the first one. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has given a nevuah. Leave. Go back. You've done what you needed to do here. Yaakov Avinu doesn't get, you know, he doesn't get carried away. He calls out Rachel and Leah to come to him to the field, and he'll speak over there. Why? Because he's in the middle of a day's work. Just because he's leaving, just because he's told by Kodesh Baruch Hu a nevuah, doesn't mean he could take off 5 minutes and run to their house. He calls them out, calls them back to the field, and he speaks to them while he's working. He's come, he's got sheep to look after. Sheep to look after against the nevuah, yes.
This isn't the sense that wasn't that at the point in time after he had already left.
No. No, no, this is in Perek Lamed Pasuk Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go. V'yishmas divrei b'nei Lavan le'emor. V'yayak b'nei Lavan, it's not the same as it was. V'yem Hashem el Yaakov. But he hasn't left Lavan yet.
But he was Shloshe Yavim.
No.
He hadn't gone?
Yeah, but he hadn't yet left.
Okay.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Shuvel eres avoysechum latach ve'eye imoch. Look, they're sorting out their finances, but he hasn't left yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now leave. Vayishlach Yaakov, and he calls Rachel Leah to the field, and he speaks to them over there. Why? Because it's the middle of a day's work. You can't take off a day's work. I'll tell you two amazing things. There's a person who's just left a couple of weeks ago in Manchester. A very, very special, warm, lovely, lovely man. His name was Mr. Hashi Grunsfeld. He had a shop there called Grunsfeld's on Leicester Road. There's a shop. We've been to Leicester Road. There's a shop there called Grunsfeld. He had a store. And further down the street, there's a shop called Halpin's. And the man who owned Halpin's many years back, must be about 20 years ago or more, he sold up to a young man who didn't have experience in running a shop. Hashi Grunsfeld, who is a competition, phones up this guy and says, I'd like to come over to you for a few minutes. Yeah, fine. He comes over him, brings with him his all his numbers and addresses. I'll just tell you, if you buy from this and this guy, the paperware, you can negotiate this and this deal. So buy from this guy over here. I'll tell you where to get a good deal on your meat. Fruit and vegetables, don't buy from this guy. He gave him all the trade secrets and explained to him how he can make panosa. And people asked him often, are you crazy? This is your competition. He said, what do you mean, so what? I'm not making the money. Kodesh Baruch Hu's giving me the money. Why can't I do a chesed? Why can't I help somebody else get their money? It's not affecting me in any way. This is serious competition. This is somebody who understood that it comes from Rabbeinu Shlomo. This is an honest man. This wasn't a Rosh Hashiva, this was a good person. Reb Dov Yaffa, the Mashkiach, said over by Hesped, he said that there were two people who opened up a competing business next to each other, a shoe business next to each other. And where one business was always being frequented by people, he saw people coming in, people going out, making kniyot, the other shop was empty. Another shop was empty. And he saw out of his window, he saw Nebuch, you know, people going to the other shop, nobody coming into him. So he went to a tzaddik and asked him for an etzah. Yeah? The tzaddik said to him, I want you to do this. Every time you see somebody going to that shop, say, ah, Baruch Hashem, another customer for my competition. Ah, Baruch Hashem, another customer. He said, I guarantee you do that, you'll start being successful. But mean it. So what's going on? He said, because if you get the emunah, tzaddik be'emunoso yichya, a tzaddik is able to live and strive and grow with emunah. Understand that the other person not taking anything away from you. With that emunah, that schus of emunah will help you become v'yifroitz ma'oid. There is a very, very interesting medrash.
Sorry.
Yes.
Who was davening for who?
The competition, the one who didn't have very many customers, should have a tremendous pleasure seeing the success of his neighbor. Baruch Hashem is being successful. Because it's not affecting him. Once you realize it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is when the taps of success are opened. In Perek Chof Ches, very interesting, very, very interesting medrash. Perek Chof Ches, Posuk Tesvov. This is in the backdrop of Yaakov Avinu getting the dream of the dreams. Yeah, this is Mamish, fantastic. Sulamus of Arzot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him and says, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him brachos. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tesvav, V'hinna Noichi Imoch, I'm with you, U'shmarticha B'chol HaShetelech, and I'll guard you everywhere you go, V'hashivoy Sicha El HaDomo HaZois, and I will return you to the land. Kiloy Ezovcha, I'll not leave you, Ad Asher Sisi Eis HaShidvatoch, until I've done everything for you. Absolute, complete package of insurance policy by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakovina wakes up, and goes, Oy vei, manori mokam hazeh, and he says, V'yidda Yaakov Neidem, Pasuk Chof, Im yeh lekim imodi, if Hashem will be with me, ushmarani b'derech hazeh, and he'll guard me on this way, asher noicha hoylech, that I'll go, v'noson li lechem lechol begalubo, he should give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, v'shach v'sholom beis ovi, I'll return to my father's house, v'hoyah Hashem li lekim, and he said that I'll make even a voice, and I'll give ma'isa. Says the Medrash that there is a parallel between all the promises of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the request Yaakov Avinu that says later on, if you taka do that, I will be happy to give ma'isa. He says, Im ye Hashem imodi, says the Medrash, if Hashem will be with me, that's parallel to Pasuk Alehinu Noichi Imoch, I will be with you. V'shemani b'derech hazeh, and Hashem says, I'll guard you on this way, Yaakov Avinu says, Ushmarticha b'chol, and Hashem will guard me, asks Yaakov Avinu, that's a Pasuk, Ushmarticha b'chol ha'shetelech, and I'll guard you on your way. V'shavti b'sholom b'is ovi, Yaakov asks that he should return to his father's house, V'shavisich el'dom hazois, are returning to this land. Asks the Medrash, but there's one that doesn't have a parallel. Yaakov Avinu asked, V'nosan li lechem lechol begalil boish, Hashem give me parnosa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say he'll give him parnasa. Answers Rav Asi, there is a parallel. The Pasuk says, Ki loy e'ezovcha, I will not leave you. Asking for parnasa, give me parnasa, Hashem says, I will not leave you. So Dubin HaMagid is a beautiful moshel. And I put it, make us, I spice up a little bit, make it practical in today. Benos manim, long benos manim. Your 16-year-old boy wants to go up to Tveria with his bunch of friends, up to Tveria, to go hiking. Yeah, to go camping in Tveria. So, the mother prepares him with all the food he needs, and washes his clothes, and gives him everything he needs. And the father gives him 300 shekel in an envelope for any expenses he needs. And then the radio goes on that you should know there's terrible things going on in up north, and there's kidnapping up one of the sun, and there's terrorist things. And you feel very, very, I don't like this. I'm not sending you up there by yourself. I don't like this. But Dad, I want to stay. I'll stay around with my sisters and fight with them. I need to go. No. You know what? I'll take you up there. I'll go with you. I'll take you up there camping. So they go up there camping, and the father takes him in the car, puts all the stuff in the car, and they drive all the way up there. And he takes all the fresh clothes that his mother prepares for him, and he takes all the food. He says, hey, Dad, where's my money? You gave me 300 shekel. Where's the money that you're supposed to give me? He said, you don't need money. I'm paying for everything. When you were without me, you needed money, but you're with me now, you don't need any money, I'll look after you, you're fine. Relax, don't worry. Ki lo yezovcho is the parallel to nosin lechem lechel begalil boish.
That fits very nice with the benching. Lo ra'isi tzadik ne'ezov v'zara mevakesh lochem.
Very nice, very beautiful, 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 beautiful. Yeah? You don't need to ask. Kodesh Baruch said, I'll give you food. If you're with me, you don't need it. If a person understands that Kodesh Baruch is with them and brings a Kodesh Baruch in his life and ties HaKadosh Baruch Hu 2-1, that is parnasa. That is parnasa. I just want to finish off with a beautiful vort. A beautiful vort of how it's possible to not only bring parnasa into one's life, but to change a perspective of relationships and menuchas ha-nefesh, posh at peace with oneself, if one has this idea that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rochel Imenu. Rochel Imenu, Yaakov's wife. Rachel Imenu sees Leah having child after child, sees a maidservant having children, and after all this, the Pasuk says, "Vayisko lekimis Rachel." HaKadosh Baruch remembered Rachel. Yeah, this is in Perik Lamed Pasuk Chof Beis. HaKadosh Baruch remembered Rachel. Now, what did HaKadosh Baruch remember Rachel? Says Rashi. He remembered that Rachel gave over the simonim to Leah. Vayishma eleho lekim vayiftach es rachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her children. Ask Rav Moshe Chevroni, the Rashi of Chevron, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu remember now what Rachel did to Leah? This happened many, many years back. What did she do? Laban made this conspiracy of giving over Leah instead of Rachel. Yaakov understood that that's what will happen, and Yaakov understood that the only way to get around it is to make a special encoded system to make sure that the PIN number is only with Rachel, and therefore he'll ask for the PIN, and therefore it won't be a way that Rachel and Leah will be switched. Rachel understood that if she does go through with this, Leah will be terribly embarrassed. And therefore, she gave up Yaakov, her husband, who had been working for her all this time. She gave up her husband to Leah. Not only did she give up her husband, she had no havamina, she had no, not a wildest thought did she imagine that Yaakovina was going to marry two sisters, which is against halacha. Yaakovina had a special heter to do so. Not only that, everyone is saying, oh, two daughters, two Lavon, two sons, two Yitzchok. Yeah? And therefore she realized that these shadchanim are going to get very busy, and therefore if she is not to Yaakov, then she's going to go to Esav. But so be it. I cannot possibly embarrass my sister. So she gave the simonim to Leah. And Leah went through with it, and she took those simonim. She took them simonim. She's delighted. Gavaldi, fantastic. Now I have the codes. Right? And she took the simonim and married Yaakov, child after child after child. And Rachel goes to Yaakov and says, give me children. And Yaakov shouts at her. Tachas elikim oni. Right? And later on Yaakov, and she has this whole, and then all of a sudden the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what happened over here all of a sudden? What's going on over here? So Moshe Chavroni said that there's a story that happened over here. The story was, Vayelech Reuven make Tzirchit, a few people beforehand. He went out Tzirchit and got the Dudoim. And Rachel, Dudoim had a special skula to help to have children. And Rachel said to Leah, let me have these Dudoim. Rachel said to Leah, let me have these Dudoim. And Leah said to her these words. Yeah? Vatoimalo, Leah said to Rachel, Hama'at kachteich es ishi. Is it not sufficient that you took away my husband? Leah saying to Rachel, it's not enough that you took away my husband. V'lekach es gamis doi, but you want to take away the doi from my son as well? Vatoimalo, Rachel said back to her, Lechein yishgav imoch alai letachas to doi b'neich. Fine, I agree with you, you're right, let's negotiate. Do you know, unbelievable. Leah is accusing Rachel of taking away her husband. Taking away her husband? What are you talking about? Rachel should say back to her, I took away your husband? You're the one who conspired behind me and tricked Yaakov. I gave her the simonim. No. Rachel's cool. Rachel, you're right. I appreciate it. Let's negotiate. Fine. What's going on over here? Says a Moshe Chavroni like this. For a person to have emunah, momentarily, for a person to be inspired to do a ma'aseh of emunah, that's not such a big deal. A person to live with emunah, to constantly focus on the understanding that everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing can be taken away, and live with that, and seeing all that's happened around them and still be inspired that what I did was right and I have no regrets, that is godless. When Rachel gave away the simonim to Leah, it may have been spontaneous, she had good midas. You know, I do that. But to live with that, two sisters, being sorrows to each other, to be two sisters, living in that kind of environment, seeing the Shavuotim being born to Leah, and not having any regrets, and in fact, to a situation where Leah accuses Rachel of taking away her husband, and she doesn't answer back, what do you mean you took away my husband? No, I agree with you. Means that she agreed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives opportunities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs things, and nothing can be taken away from me. I gave away my husband. I did the right thing. Nothing, I can't lose by this. I can't lose by this. Not only that, she made Leah feel that she was so entitled to it that Leah can say to me, you took away my husband. That is what she made Leah feel. That Leah actually deserved a husband. That is godless. A person to live their life in that kind of understanding and appreciation that everything is from Rabbeinu Shleim, nothing can be taken away, that is when she got the schus of giving birth. And who did she give birth to? To a Yosef. Where his brothers, what didn't his brothers do to this poor boy? And he completely forgave them. It's not from you, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing to worry about. I'm going to look after you, Mitzrayim. Nothing to worry about. This, Rabbi Yisrael, is our key to Golos. And that's the key to Golos is a fact that we have, unfortunately, Sinas Chinam. that we feel that we are being shortchanged by different groups in Klal Yisrael, and you know, they're doing this and we're doing that, and they're not the same as me, and we should be doing the same as me. This is a sinas chinam. The only way to get out of Golus is brought down later on when Yosef was born. Now we could go out, because Yosef is Eish and Esav is Kash, and now we can, why is Yosef more able to fight Esav than other Shvatim? Yeah, Rehuda was very capable of being a king. Why Dafka Yosef? Because Yosef is able to answer the complaints that Esav has. Esav says, Yaakov, if you stole stuff from me, you stole my Bechira, you swindled me, you took away my stuff, I'm entitled to hate you. Yosef can answer back to him and says, what did my brothers do to me? And I didn't answer them back. You have no excuse to be so terribly cruel to Klal Yisrael. Yosef has an ability to answer what no other tribe could answer. That is a Kleach of Rachel. That's a Kleach of Yaakov. Understanding Tzadik Bermanosa Yichye. Appreciating that everything is from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nothing can be taken away from us. And living with it on a day-to-day understanding that you can help your competition. It's not going to take a penny away from you. You can have a good life. There's no kinna. There's no jealousy. There's no taiva. In fact, the yifrei se ishmo olam oyde schar for this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu make us successful. Not only olam hazeh, not only olam haba, but be'ezras Hashem also be olam hazeh too.